Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. It is a great joy to gather here as we worship God this morning. There are a few announcements to share with you today. Partnership, which is our potluck dinner, will be next week. We will have a speaker from Lifespan who will give plenty of very helpful information for everyone. Next Sunday, we will be assembling our flood buckets. So if you'd like to purchase materials for our flood buckets, there are information sheets in the back of the sanctuary. And next Sunday as well, we will have a celebration for our outgoing district superintendent, and that is at 4 o'clock at the Rush United Methodist Church. There will be food and worship and plenty of fellowships. This is the day that the Lord has made. May we rejoice, may we quiet ourselves as we prepare to receive the Spirit of God in our worship service today. May we pray together. God of wind, bird, and fire, we bless your name this day for sending the light and strength of your Holy Spirit. We give you thanks for all of the gifts, great and small, that you have poured out upon your children. Accept us with our gifts to be living praise and witness to your love throughout the earth.
through Jesus Christ, who lives with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever. Amen.
May we sing together.
This morning's scripture is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. On the day of Pentecost, all the Lord's followers were together in one place. Suddenly there was a noise from heaven like the sound of a mighty wind. It filled the house where they were meeting. Then they saw what looked like fiery tongues moving in all directions, and tongue came and settled on each person there. The Holy Spirit took control of everyone, and they began speaking whatever languages the Spirit led them to speak. Many religious Jews from every country in the world were living in Jerusalem. When they heard this noise, a crowd gathered. But they were surprised because they were hearing everything in their own languages. They were excited and amazed and said, "Don't all these who are speaking come from Galilee? Then why do you hear them speaking in our very own languages? Some of us are from Parthia, Media and Elam, others from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, parts of Libya near Cyrene, Rome, Crete, and Arabia. Some of us were born Jews, and others of us have chosen to be Jews, yet we all hear them using our own languages to tell the wonderful things God has done." Everyone was excited and confused. Some of them even kept asking each other, "What does all this mean?" Others made fun of the Lord's followers and said, "They are drunk." Peter stood with the 11 apostles and spoke in a loud and clear voice to the crowd. "Friends and everyone else living in Jerusalem, listen carefully to what I have to say. You are wrong to think these people are drunk. After all, it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. But this is what God had the prophet Joel say. When the last days come, I will give my spirit to everyone. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will have dreams. In those days, I will give my spirit to my servants, both men and women, and they will prophesy. I will work miracles in the sky above and wonders in the earth below. There will be blood and fire and clouds of smoke. The sun will turn dark and the moon will be as red as blood before the great and wonderful day of the Lord appears. Then the Lord will save everyone who asks for his help." May the Lord add his blessing to this reading.
This morning's anthem is dedicated to Doris Blakely. We especially think of her throughout this time.
To above on God's celestial shore.
pray together. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Speak to us again in ways that we might hear you, know you, and follow you all the days of our lives. Amen. For the past few weeks or so, we have been reading scriptures about the beginnings of the early church, looking at stories in the book of Acts and hearing about Paul and Peter and Ananias and Dorcas. Today, we're going a little bit back in time, to just a bit farther, to the entrance of the Holy Spirit at the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples in ways that simply cannot be described. They described it as being like the sound of the rushing wind, or looking like tongues of fire. For how do you describe such a supernatural experience? In today's context, one way it might be described is at an event going on right now. Currently, General Conference is occurring for our denomination out in Portland. It is the global meeting of our church that meets every 4 years. And if we could live stream that meeting right now, and they were meeting at the moment, you would see people from all over the world sitting in one place. Where in our scripture, the world was as they knew it, basically Turkey, Rome, Greece, a very small portion of the world as we know it. Now we have people from literally all over our world together, all in one place. Now imagine if every single delegate prayed the Lord's Prayer at the same time in their own native language. The cacophony of sound would be overwhelming. But one might be able to pick out one's own language spoken amidst the symphony of sound. I imagine this is somewhat what the first Pentecost sounded like. Pentecost occurred 50 days after Jesus' resurrection during a celebration called the Feast of Weeks. And this was a time when Jewish people from all over the world gathered in Jerusalem to celebrate the giving of the law at Mount Sinai. On Mount Sinai, God interacted with humanity in a new way, creating a new people when God met with Moses. On Pentecost, God interacted with his disciples and then even all of us in a new way through the promise of the Holy Spirit. God was not just somewhere we had to go to. God would be with us. The Spirit came down upon the disciples like tongues of fire, giving them power to speak. The disciples were able to speak in so many different languages, and everyone could hear. This is the power of God. You might be wondering, who exactly is the Holy Spirit? Does the Holy Spirit come down to us like the Holy Spirit came through to the first disciples? Now, I can't draw you a picture of who this Holy Spirit is. We've never seen the Holy Spirit. However, we can see the result. One morning, I was taking a walk, and there was a backup. It was rush hour, so the backup was larger. I could see the long line of cars sitting and waiting, but I could not see the cause of the wait. This is how I think of the Holy Spirit. We are never able to see the Spirit of God in a tangible way like we can see each other. But we are able to see the evidence of the Spirit's work in our lives. Maybe you remember the fruits of the Spirit according to the letter of the Galatians. They are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. When we grow in God's grace, the Spirit works within us, helping us to love more like God loves, to have the deep and abiding joy when, no matter the circumstance, we can find God's joy. The Spirit helps us to find peace within us, so no matter what, we can say, "It is well with my soul." We will grow in kindness to those around us, even if they say unkind things to us. We will grow in goodness by being more generous with our time, talents, and treasures. We will discover ever-deepening faith in God and continue to develop our self-control. When we grow in these ways, we know that the Holy Spirit is working within us. These are the inward ways in which the Holy Spirit works in us that we will never see, but the Spirit works in us, shows up through our lives. The Holy Spirit is within us and around us, teaching us, empowering us, helping us to grow. So are we growing? Are we inviting God's Spirit or the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost or whatever we like to call her, letting the Spirit move within us in order that the world around us might be transformed? God does not just pour out God's Spirit upon us for our sake. God pours out God's Spirit in order that all who call upon the Lord shall be saved. That first Pentecost empowered the disciples so that they were not able to just be silent, but to speak. The Holy Spirit is not just for self-help, but for outside of our doors. Pentecost and every day to come are days to drive us out. Prior to God's Spirit coming, the disciples were all together in one place. I imagine they were still a bit frightened of what would happen to them if they talked about this Jesus. They could not tell the story of God's grace because they were all together in one place. While it is nice to be together, we do not accomplish our mission if that is all we do. We must get out of our doors, the doors of our buildings, the doors of our comfort zones, and go where God is leading us, to share God's love with everyone around us. Because of Pentecost, because of the Spirit's power, we go out. Because of the Holy Spirit's power, we are able to do and say things that we never thought we could be able to do and say. Now, in our church, in the United Methodist Church, and in our own very church, we may or may not have had personal experiences with speaking in tongues. I would imagine most of us have not. Yet tongues can mean other things. Perhaps you have felt the nudge of the Spirit to say something, and you did not know exactly what to say, but you spoke anyway, and it flowed out of you. This can be the Holy Spirit speaking through you. It's awe-inspiring that God would choose us. We know who we are. We know our faults and our limitations. And yet, God chooses us to be the messengers of Christ. We are empowered this day by the Holy Spirit for the work of ministry. As the Scripture said, God said, "I will give my Spirit to everyone. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will have dreams. In those days, I will give my Spirit to my servants, both men and women, and they will prophesy." We live in an interesting world. If you look at any magazine on the newsstand or see any advertisements, it is always about looking younger. Yet, young people are looked down upon. It's a very strange dynamic. It's almost as if society is trying to teach us that we are never good enough. Probably the whole point of advertising. We're never good enough. We need X to be good enough. And yet, We're still never good enough once we have that product.
God reverses our expectations and beliefs. One group of people is not lifted above another group of people. God's Spirit is for everyone, empowering everyone for the work of ministry. We are all good enough because God is with us and has equipped us for the unique gifts to which God calls us. Each of us is still breathing, so each of us is called and empowered for ministry. The best days for our church and for each of us are not behind us. God is still doing a new thing, using us to build God's kingdom among us. In what ways will Pentecost come alive for you? In what ways will you allow the Holy Spirit to transform you? What I love most about the Holy Spirit is that she is creative, and the possibilities for ministry and work are endless. God has created each of us as unique miracles of God. We have been equipped for what God wants us to do. May we go out trusting in the power of the Spirit of God, knowing that God will never leave us nor forsake us. May we go out knowing that even though the work of bringing about the kingdom of God is never easy, we are ready. We are empowered. The Holy Spirit is with us. Amen.
Of God, our Creator, the hope of our Son, Jesus Christ, and the friendship that is the Holy Spirit, guide, preserve, and protect you now and forever. Amen.
This week's service was from May 15th, 2016, with Pastor Kim Farrell speaking on Come Spirit, Come.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.